This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now is Charlotte Truitt, Executive Director of the Juno Symphony. Welcome, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be with you today.
Yes, absolutely. So, Charlotte, you're here to talk about the next concert in the At Home with the Symphony series. And I should disclose that KTOO has partnered with you on bringing music to the community during these times. But why don't we start with having you just kind of share broadly what the series is about?
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, we are partnering with you and various wonderful venues in our community to bring concerts into the homes of our listeners. And it's been a wonderful opportunity to bring together different locations in Juno. We went out to the Mendenhall Glacier for our first concert, which was beautiful. And then our most recent concert was filmed at the Sealaska Heritage Institute's Shukahit Clan House. And so we're trying to feature beautiful locations in our community to share music, not only in Juno, but anywhere people are listening and have access to the internet. We have subscribers. We have 342 subscribers in about 13 different states and 2 different countries. So kind of a silver lining in these challenging COVID times is that we're able to keep the music coming and in a new creative way, thanks to our partnership with you folks.
Well, it really is very innovative. And I think I'm seeing a lot of organizations trying to shift and continue to be there for their audiences in the way that they're wanted and needed right now. And I'm so curious what threads of these are going to continue once life looks more back to normal. And maybe this will be something that's just a new part of what the symphony does. So just to clarify for folks, these are pre-recorded concerts that are done on location, different places around Juno, and then you make them available at a particular time on a given weekend for those who are subscribers to be able to log in and view it. And you've got the next one being released this weekend.
Right. Our next one is this Sunday, November 22nd. We have a pre-concert talk at 2:30 with Franz Felkel, who's our concert master, and he's also been acting as the artistic director for the fall virtual season. And he'll be talking with a couple of the musicians, Megan Johnson and Inga White. And that starts at 2:30, and then the concert's at 3. When folks go on our website, they can purchase the season subscription, and then we send out the links the day before so that they are ready to go. And we're encouraging people to use their best technology on their end to make the most of the experience, and with a nice, you know, your biggest screen, your best sound system possible, because it really looks and sounds great. I mean, Betsy Sims did a wonderful job on the sound, and the KTOO team with their robotic cameras and the safety measures we've taken, it's really a very interesting look at the music. You know, you get these different angles from like the music stand looking over the music. You get really close-up shots of the fingerboard, you know, so you can really see their hands and the articulation of the notes, which is a different experience than what you might have sitting in the Juno Douglas High School auditorium, of course. Nothing's going to replicate that, but this has its own unique features that really make it interesting. And another thing we're kind of excited about this weekend, we're also, we added in the Alaska flag song and the lyrics and the information about the second verse that Representative Andy Story has been working with so many students here in town to try to get that as part of the official state song. And we're making that available. And so it's something that we wouldn't always get to do in this format. So, and folks get a digital program. So just like you would pick up a regular program at a concert, we're making it available digitally on the email that they get. So all of the program notes are there, all the bios, all the information about the concert is there to follow along, and you can print it out or just look at it on your devices. So doing all we can to make it a valuable experience for people. And the season is 3 concerts for $60. And a lot of people are buying them as gift subscriptions as well. So you can buy more subscriptions for $30. And that's a really nice holiday gift. And it's a way to help support the Juno Symphony and keep us active and thriving during this time. So,
okay, great. So you mentioned KTOO's robotic cameras. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that needed to be considered in putting a concert together so that the musicians are safe, and so that all of the crew and the staff helping to pull it off is able to stay safe. So you were in the Klan House recording last weekend. That is a small space. What sorts of things did you do to accommodate?
Well, the KTOO crew was in the lobby stationed outside of the room. And then we had the quartet played together. The four of the string instruments played. We did all of the recording of the spoken portions at the beginning of, you know, throughout the recording. And so that the very last thing happening in the room was the flute and violin. So the aerosol emission from the flute was at the very end of the room. So no one was in the room following that. And the KTOO crew, I believe there were four of them on site that were controlling the production pieces from the lobby. So they weren't even in the Klan House itself. And Betsy Sims also had her separate station. Of course, everyone masked and everyone was 6 feet apart. And we also do health screening, so no one is allowed to be a part of the production process if they show any symptoms of COVID. You know, we've really tried to work hard. We also are going a step further and are testing our musicians. So both this time, Inga and Franz were COVID tested to assure that, you know, just as their comfort level, you know, to help them feel comfortable playing together. And that will happen again as we do our next holiday concert as well. So,
what's on the program for this Sunday?
Well, this Sunday, there is a flute and violin duet, in addition to the Alaska flag song, as a special thank you to our friends at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and our appreciation for what's happening with the flag song. Then there's a duet, a Hofmeister duet with Franz and Inga. And then the quartet is doing two different pieces, one by Walker and another by Fanny Mendelssohn. And so the composers in this particular concert are not your typical, what did Franz say? The old dead white guys, I think is what he said. Walker is an African-American composer, a newer composer. And then Fanny Mendelssohn was a female composer. And so we are taking a look at a variety of music and highlighting the wonderful repertoire that extends beyond the classics. And our first concert was the classics at the Glacier. You know, that one featured Mozart, Haydn, and Schubert, right? So this one is providing a little bit of variety, and we're trying to mix up all of our programming so that we provide a variety to the listeners throughout this year.
So you mentioned the holiday concert, which is yet to be recorded. What are you looking for? Who's going to be performing in that one? Where is that one going to be?
That one's going to be at the Alaska State Library Archives and Museum, Atrium. And if folks have been in that space, it's so beautiful and palatial and large and lots of volume. We really needed a space with lots of volume. We will be having a string chamber ensemble of 12 musicians plus strings plus keyboard. And so that will feature about 40 minutes of string music. And then all of those musicians will leave the building. And then we will have a brass portion, which is a partnership we're doing with the Sitka Holiday Brass. And some of the listeners may know about what happens over in Sitka with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and this fundraiser that they've been doing for probably, it's almost 15 years, I think. But it will be an exciting program of classical music plus some more jazz and familiar Christmas tunes as well. And so it's going to be pretty dynamic. We're taking lots of precautions on that concert, and we're just taking it a day at a time as we head into that filming date is December 12th, but we'll be airing that concert on the 20th of December. And for folks that haven't yet purchased this full season, we're going to make the tickets available just for the holiday concert. So if people are interested in that, I know this is a time of year where Christmas music and the holiday celebrations are going to look so different this year. And we're really hoping to be able to provide this concert to kind of lift our spirits up and bring some beautiful music. And then, so every time we premiere the concert, folks get another 2 weeks to listen in. So like for the holiday concert, you'll get it on the 20th, but you can listen to it through Christmas and the holiday season as well. So
And so if people missed the first concert, it's too late to be able to listen to it.
Well, you know, if you missed the first concert, I can send a private link to those folks. I worked with Miko. We found a way to send it to them. So if people purchase the full season, you can still get all three concerts. But we didn't make it widely available past the 2 week time. But if there's someone that really wants to take that in, we can help them out on a case by case basis.
Okay. Well, this is really a terrific service that the Juno Symphony is doing to the community. I think more than ever, we all need art and music and beautiful things in our life. So we're very grateful to just the ingenuity that your board of directors employed to be able to pull something like this off. It's a great service.
Thank you. And we're also still, you know, trying to help raise funds for our organization. And part of the way we're doing that, another thing we're doing in a new way is our annual auction. So we have an annual auction online this year, and it'll open up right after the concert on Sunday. And then it will run for 2 weeks. And it's a lot of gift giving items and arts and crafts and homemade items are kind of featured instead of our typical, you know, asking the businesses to contribute. You know, we realize it's a challenging time right now. So the board of directors has been rolling up their sleeves and digging into all their talents to try to help the symphony. And so that online auction will begin on Sunday after the concert.
So. Okay, great. So for anyone wanting to participate in the concerts or any of the other activities you have going on, I'm assuming all they do is go to your website?
Yes, they just head to our website, junosymphony.org, and all the information is there. If folks have if they need more information or you're not getting what you need, just give us a call and we will help you out.
Okay, terrific. Charlotte, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay, have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.